The path to the Olympic swimming pool in Rio is one of practice, 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 and each Olympian has a story to tell about that. Well, we know a lot about the higher-profile swimmers who have medaled in 8 days of competition. Michael Phelps in his ancient Chinese cupping, Katie Ledecky's youth and early, early start. Most notably, perhaps, Simone Manuel, the first African-American woman to win an individual gold medal in swimming. A high point to be sure, but a feat that underscores the challenges of black people when it comes to finding places to swim in America. KCRW's Francis Anderton is with us to talk about community leaders trying to erase what they call a color barrier to swimming. She's here with this week's DNA on ATC. Hi, Francis.
Hello, Steve.
This is a touchy subject because it's uncomfortable to hear. We don't want to think about that. We think of Simone Manuel holding up the gold, proud, crying, tears, wonderful, you know, joy. But there's a long history when it comes to this issue and people of color trying to find places to swim.
Well, yes, and the numbers bear it out. A study sponsored by USA Swimming found that 70% of black teenagers and 60% of Latino teenagers cannot swim. They find that black kids age 11 to 12 years drown at rates 10 times those of white kids. There's an issue of life and death here, and it does go back in history. We had Jim Crow back in the early years that led to a lot of black kids being unable to get access to public swimming pools, to shared swimming environments, resulting in they could only get access to open waters that could be treacherous. So they would wind up not swimming at all, not able to swim. The years passed. In the post-war years, what we saw was the rise of the private swimming pool. And with that, I think it's fair to say that we saw then a diminution in public sector support of swimming pools, which had a further knock-on effect in terms of access to pools.
And we should point out, I think, clearly that this may or may not be Simone Manuel's past, right? I mean, she may not have had difficulty finding a place to swim.
Oh, absolutely. This is not about Simone Manuel's background. This is about the perception or what she represents. I've spoken to a fellow locally. He's a very well-regarded swimming teacher, Conrad Cooper. He teaches privately, African-American, lives in View Park. And he said that Simone Manuel's win changes the perception that black folks don't swim. That's what she represents.
It's 2016, though, Francis, right? We're long past Jim Crow. We're long past segregated water fountains, segregated swimming pools.
We are. But as I said, what we did see in the last 60 years was more of a class distinction occurring, where we had more and more emphasis put on the private swimming pool and public swimming pools suffered.
Let's talk about a swimming pool that you visited in South LA, right? This is called the Central Pool, I believe.
This is called the Central Recreation Pool in South LA. It's at East 22nd Street. It's between Washington and Adams, south of the 10. What a lovely place.
Yeah.
This was a pool that was damaged in the Northwood earthquake. It shut for 12 years. So anyway, an architecture firm, Lehrer Architects, is brought in. I met Michael Lehrer at the pool the other day. They have made an utterly delightful restoration rebuild of this pool. Vivid colors, bright turquoise water, white metal canopies and sort of white follies they've constructed that cast this beautiful kind of play of light on the water. So they've decided that not only do you create a pool, but you create a pool that really has joy. I mean, if you talk to Michael, he'll cite painters that have influenced him, David Hockney, Wayne Thiebaud, and Richard Diebenkorn. Most swimmers are not thinking about those painters.
No.
They're just so darn thankful, as we found out when we talked to the kids there, just to have a pool to jump in the summer.
Francis Anderton, the design of swimming pools and access for everybody with this week's DNA on ATC. Francis, thank you.
You're welcome, Steve.